talk to Kieran Lynch, who's the chairman of the banking inquiry, and it's expected that this evening the Dáil will be giving the inquiry the green light to begin oral hearings. Kieran Lynch, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Aoife.
What will you be able to tell the Dáil tonight and your committee tomorrow about the plan of work and the timetable and indeed getting public oral hearings going before Christmas?
Well, what will happen this week is both the Dáil and the Seanad will be passing the motion to allow the inquiry to commence. What that will do is for the first time give Naoctis inquiry full compatibility measures to actually carry out a thorough investigation. Now, whilst the CPP has been examining the proposal that was prepared by the inquiry committee...
The CPP being the Committee on Procedure and Privileges.
So basically,
your committee couldn't start work until other committees had reviewed where you were at and under the rules and all the rest and said, gave you the official go-ahead, and you needed that from the Dáil and the Seanad.
And for good reason as well, because the proposal to carry out the inquiry has to be tested against the legislation that created it and also has to be tested against legal challenge. So the type of due consideration that was given by the Committee on Privileges and Procedures is necessary before we actually commence our work. Now, what has been happening while the Committee on Privileges and Procedures have been examining proposal, the inquiry committee has also been proceeding in getting the inquiry proper ready, and I would expect to be moving into oral hearings and public hearings with the context phase within the next coming weeks.
Okay, so you do expect you'll be able to get public oral hearings underway before Christmas, and
yes,
you'll be
indeed
telling the Dáil that tonight. Can you tell us when the Committee on Procedure and Privileges is actually going to give you the sign-off you need? Because you'll be getting the one from the Dáil tonight.
You know, well, what has happened is that the Committee on Privileges and Procedures and both the Seanad and the Dáil have actually now completed their work, and the motions that are before the Dáil and the Seanad this week is the final stage of this process. So when that is done, the inquiry committee then moves into what's called a part two process, and a part two process means that they actually have full compellability to begin an inquiry where they can compel witnesses before the inquiry, and they can actually compel information and other related matters.
And while you may have been doing all of this within the rules for very good reason, most people are scratching their heads and wondering what's been happening in the past 18 months when you actually got the terms of reference.
No, the inquiry process actually only began this summer when the Dáil passed a motion to allow a proposal to actually be prepared. Over the summer months, the members of the committee were preparing that proposal. We also took on board the support of an ad hoc group, which are people from the public and private sector who worked actually pro bono to get the proposal ready for us. That was then brought forward and given to the CPPs towards the end of September, early
October. You're now paying your current advisors, but you have your own committee members. I mean, Sean Barrett saying at the weekend, the clock is ticking on the life of the Dáil, the inquiry is running out of time. Michael McGrath thinks you're very ambitious to be thinking of holding public hearings before Christmas. And even your own Murphy, you know, a Fine Gael TD, says he doesn't know what you're waiting for.
Well, I think I think everyone is operating off the same hymn sheet here, on you. In fairness, I don't think the members' court are saying that that there is any danger to the inquiry itself. It's what they're actually expressing, the desire to get down to do the work of the inquiry and to get about it. And I share that anxiousness, and I share that task of work ahead. There's a very clear time plan laid out in the proposal. That is that oral hearings would commence for the context phase this side of Christmas, and that the nexus phase, which involves the bankers and the financial regulatory aspects of it, would commence next April, and that the inquiry itself would actually be commenced or would be completed by next November. That plan of action has been carried out, and we've met every dateline.
Okay, so it's an ambitious target to meet next November. There are many people who think the Dáil may not last till next November.
Well, I think if the Dáil is going to last its full term, and that's why there was a unanimous agreement by all parties and none that are actually on the inquiry team that we would actually have our work completed by November next year. We also had an agreement earlier this year that the proposal or the inquiry plan that would be prepared for the CPP would be ready by September. We managed to meet that deadline, and we've done it by consensus, and I'm sure that we'll actually meet the deadline of November 2015 as well.
Kieran Lynch, Chairman of the Banking Inquiry, thank you very much indeed for joining us this lunchtime.